So one day after the evening service one Sunday, they got really close and went to dinner. And she said, you know, there's a really good program going to be on TV tonight that I think you'll love. Why don't we go to my apartment and watch it? That's the first sign. You better not go there. He goes there. And then later on in the evening, it happens. You know, she's all over him. He's a man. And then she starts undressing. And he stands there and watches her. This is the most beautiful thing he's ever saw in his life. And so he pulls himself up to caress her. And he knows he's going there. He knows it. This I've beyond that has just left him. And he's right here in her face. And he has kissed her a couple of times passionately. And she is just set lighting his fire. And all of a sudden, he said, what happened was the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. He said, this most beautiful, gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life looked me right in the eye and says, I deceived you. You're guilty of sin. And he said, this beautiful woman turned into the most ugly thing I have ever seen in my life. What do you think that was? It was a demon of hell that had transformed himself as an angel of light. And it looked like a woman. But it was a demon of hell. When you realize what we're fighting against, you realize you've got to have God's help. So don't ever make a stupid statement, I'm beyond that. Because when God leaves, you're not beyond nothing. The enemy is so much smarter than you and I. He deceives us. He deceives us so many ways. And we don't even understand who we're fighting against. But God knows. And we're in this battle. And the men and women today that are in the church, you're in this awesome battle for your soul. And you know what we need to be grateful for, that those of us that are in the church, we are only a tiny, tiny little number of people in the world that believe in Jesus Christ. The rest of us don't believe. In America today, I have never seen anything like I'm seeing today in America. Even the Christians don't believe God's word. There's a handful of people. You know, and you go to most of the churches you go to, if they're a great big church, most great big churches, not all of them, but most great big churches, you do not ever hear them speak about Satan or sin, or they don't pray for the sick. You don't see it. Well, I'm going to show you some things from God's word today. Oh, by the way, while I'm thinking about this, I just laid my prayer rug out here. This lady, Faye Harden. How many of you know Faye Harden? Some of you know Faye? Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, I've got my prayer rug down here. In fact, some of you can't see this, I know, so I'll hold it up where you can see it. Isn't that beautiful? She gave this to me the other day when I was with her. She was the one I went to Washington, D.C. with. You know, and we prayed for the nation. She is in charge of a prayer group, and she organizes prayer teams all over the country to pray for this nation. Because if we don't pray, what's going to happen? Nothing. It ain't going to happen unless you pray, and it ain't going to happen unless you pray in faith. So she is a prayer warrior, and she teaches you how to pray, and she's going to be here Thursday evening and Friday morning and Friday evening right here at our church. She's going to be here. She'll have a 7 till 9 meeting Thursday evening, and then she'll have a 10 till 12 Friday morning, and then a 7 till whatever, 6 Friday evening, 6 till whenever, to teach people how to pray and to pray for our nation. So if you want to come, we invite you to come, you know, because she's going to be here, and she's been on GLC a lot. You know, she's keeping you advised of what's going on in the nation. Now, Faye if you don't know much about her, you probably don't know that we were out there at GLC making television shows, and the owner, Al, he came in and said, "Thurman, we want you to pray for Faye Harden." I said, "What happened to her?" He said, "Last night, I think it was three men in black mask and everything, came into her house in the middle of the night while she was in bed asleep and put a pistol to her head and pulled the trigger, and it clicked and it misfired. They pulled it back and put another bullet in it and put it to her head and pulled it again, and it misfired again. And so then they took the pistol butt and beat her in the face and broke all the jawbones in her face. And they tried to kill her. And then they stole one television to make it look like it was a robbery." So Al said, "Thurman, you got to pray for Faye." Now see, when you get too close to what the wrong boys are doing, they want to eliminate you. And that's what they were trying to do, kill her. But you know, our God's in control. He did let her go through some pretty serious stuff. So Al come in and told me, and I said, "Well, let's pray right now." So we stopped, and we were making television shows. We stopped right then. We began to pray for her, and we prayed and asked the Lord to completely heal her, take away her pain, and make her where that there was not even a scar on her face when they got through fixing her. Now, is the God that you serve big enough to do that?
Yes.
Let me tell you, He's big enough to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can even think or imagine. The girl got well in record time, and today, if you come and you'll see her next Thursday, you will notice that when you get up close to Faye and look at her, there ain't no scars on her face. God completely healed her. Now, what can our God do?
Anything.
He can do anything we can believe Him for. That's the secret. You have to believe. And if you do, but anyway, Faye's going to be here. And we invite you to come and be a part of this. "Now then, praise the Lord. He that being reproved, often reproved, hardeneth his neck." This is the King James Version. "He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." So, if you have somebody, and this is dangerous ground, I will have to say, because let's go to 1 John 5, 1 John 5, 16 and 17, and we'll go down through. I want to show you in the King James or in a New Testament something that goes along with this that so many people don't realize is here. 1 John 5, 16 and 17 and 18. I think it maybe it's 16. "If any man see his brother sin his sin which is not unto death." You know, I was in church a long time, and I didn't even know there was a sin unto death. I had never heard this preached on in my life in church. I mean, a sin to death? I mean, a preacher ought to, if there is a sin unto death, he ought to be talking at least once a year. Now, folks, there is a sin unto death. Now, I'm going to tell you, you better be careful what you do, because if you sin a sin unto death, God's going to get you. He's going to kill you. When's the last time you heard a preacher say that in church? Never. I mean, but look at what it says. "If any man sees his brother sin his sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death." Now, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should say or should pray for it. Now, if you knew that something was going to kill you, would you do it? Well, I don't know. I know people that would. I know people that'll tell me. You know, that they hear this, there's a sin unto death. Well, let's just go back and let me just talk about a couple of seconds about one sin unto death. In fact, let me ask you this question, some of you that have really studied the Word of God. Have you ever heard of a sin in the New Testament that was a sin unto death where God killed somebody, bam, just like that for their sin? What was it, ma'am? Hey, that's a girl. That's exactly right. Ananias and Sapphira. What did they do? What was it over?
Money.
Money. It was over money. What did Ananias and Sapphira do? They came in and said, you know, he said, the apostles are asking us to give to the church So I tell you what, let's do. Now would be a good time for us to really look good. We got a little piece of land down there. You know, it's worth about 30 pieces of silver. Now, of course, we don't know the price, but I'm just throwing these numbers out. You know, that little piece of land's worth about 30 pieces of silver. So why don't we sell it for 30 pieces of silver, and then why don't we give the church 10 pieces of silver? And we'll tell them that, so we'll look good. We give it all. Yeah, we're going to tell them. We're going to give it all. So they made up this story between themselves. And so Ananias goes down there and he says, Peter, here we are. I got 10 pieces of silver. My wife and I had this little piece of land. We just want to be good boys and do a good deed for the church. So we sold this for 10 pieces of silver, and we want to give it all to the Lord. And Peter says, Ananias, why are you lying to God? Now, do you think God reads your mail? Do you think He knows what you're doing? Do you think He knows even the thought and intent of your heart before you open your mouth? You know, at one time I thought, well, if I have to open my mouth, but that's only for man. You know, man can't read my mind and my heart. But God, He even looks on the heart. He knows what my intent is even there before I do it, doesn't He? He knows my intentions. And so He knew what Ananias and Sapphira was going to do. And the minute that he did what he did, the Holy Spirit revealed that to Peter and said, Peter, tell him, why is he lying to me? I know he sold that for 30 pieces of silver. Why is he lying? Now, because he's lied, I'm going to kill him. And he dropped dead right there in church. Has anybody ever heard this story before? Okay, I know this lady over here. Has she told me where it was? But so anyway, it says, three men take him out. Now, you know, funerals back in those days obviously didn't cost much. Three men from the church wrapped him up in a cloth, took him outside, dug a hole, throwed him in, and covered him up. No coffin, no nothing. Is that right, A.A.?
Right.
Well, ain't no use to spend a lot of money on a funeral. You know, when people go out and spend $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 for a casket, put somebody in the ground, that's the craziest thing there is. I don't care what they put you in, you're going to rot and decay, and the worms are going to crawl in and out of you. What's the big deal?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.